Step 4. Continuing with the analogy of a respectful adult and child, this step is akin to what an adult effectively does in its response to a distressed child to assist it to recover its inspiration and joy. You literally ask ego curious questions like, what happened? Why are you crying? Why are you upset? Are you confused? Did something hurt you? Are you scared? Ego trusts your observations because it knows you were just experiencing with it its misery before you shifted out of identification with it, that was step 1, to observer of it in steps 2 and 3. In fact, in step 3, your conscious awareness, shifted monumentally from your sole identification of yourself as ego toward your conscious reclamation of yourself as soul. You may also feel inspired in step 4 to express respectful observations like, you seem angry, oh, you hit your head, oh, your sandcastle collapsed. What you are effectively doing in step 4 is shifting the experience of ego from a downward spiral to an upward spiral. Just like when an adult successfully assists a child to reorient itself, you assist ego to reorient itself, enabling it to align with soul. Have you ever noticed how quickly a child responds? When an adult truly attunes their attention to what the child is experiencing in the moment without codependently entrenching its pain, the child returns to joyous play within seconds. You will experience this with your own ego too, as you play and experiment with ego-soul dialogue. The stellar principle here is that no child wants to stay in pain. Ego doesn't want to stay in pain. It simply needs help to find its way out. Soul always helps ego to reorient itself. In ego-soul dialogue, you essentially reintroduce ego to soul. You splice them. You reconnect them. And as ego reorients itself, it rediscovers the light, its source of joy and play and curiosity and confidence and ease and wonder. Ego wants to live in these qualities. It just doesn't know how. And so, every time you realize that your ego, is experiencing a nosedive, help it. Not patronizingly. Help it as a mature, loving adult would. Let it know you're present with it. Hi, ego. Observe what you're noticing with love in your voice. Ask questions that arise from your compassion, from your caring. And in no time, ego will be spiraling upward with soul. This is such a powerful, simple process. Try it. Notice right now what you are experiencing. There will be, even if you're feeling rather well, a minuscule downward spiral somewhere within your joy. And you may be feeling downright miserable. No matter where you are on the continuum right now of utter desperation to not bad yet could be better okayness, try this. Walk yourself through these 4 steps. Practice them. Discover how to love your ego. How to recognize when it's in pain. And when it is in any degree of misery, practice and discover how to, like a strong parent relative to a tiny child, assist it to feel joy again. These 4 steps deliver ego to paradise again and again. With consistent application, your ego will live less and less frequently in downward spiraling hell. And when it does, you will notice this far more quickly. And when you do, you will immediately remember ego-soul dialogue and apply it. You will essentially airlift ego out of hell. You will lift it out of its self-imposed danger. You will rescue ego from unnecessary pain. You will restore it to light. You will prepare it eloquently and effectively to take its commission-to seat, its co-pilot seat, right next to soul.